I give honor to the full throne of God. I am very happy today to talk to you about blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hunger is an ardent desire, need, or appetite for something. Thirst is very similar because it's described as a longing, craving, or yearning. Many people associate hunger with the pains they feel in their stomachs for food. When people think of thirst, they think of a dry mouth or throat that can only be satisfied by water or other liquids. However, hunger and thirst are not limited to the need for food and drink. Many people are hungry for success, money, fame, prestige, or power. Many individuals thirst for attention, affection, and comfort. They are driven to make sacrifices and do great deeds to satisfy those needs. That drive to satiate hunger begins when we are born. A babe's desire and mission is to make sure they are well fed. They love and treasure food with a great ferocity. Many babies and small children will have a source of food with them at all times in the form of a bottle, a sippy cup, or little snacks in bags. For children that are breastfed, they are often reluctant to be away from their mothers for any extended period of time. Hunger and thirst is a shared experience among all people from all backgrounds. Christ, being God, chose the words hunger and thirst because he knew it was something that all people could relate to. To truly understand this spirit, we must first need to think about a time when we were truly hungry or thirsty. Today, we live in a country in which food is overabundant and you do not have to work hard to obtain clean water. Now for me, it was a time when I would day hike in the forest during the summer. It was in those woods that I understood true thirst and hunger. On one trek, I ran out of water and became so thirsty, I asked strangers for their water. I was at the point that I didn't even feel shame or embarrassment. Quenching my thirst was far more important. After learning that lesson, I would think ahead, and I would carry large quantities of water to make sure that I would always have access to what I would need. I also learned about hunger and what happens when you go too long without food. I was hiking up rocky terrain, and I became extremely hungry. I was only one third of the way up and had many miles to go. However, I had no energy. It was becoming much more difficult to think, and I didn't know if I could even continue with the group that I was with. I took my heavy pack off and decided to eat a peach. It was the best tasting food I had in a long time. It was sweet and filling. The fog was removed from my mind, and I obtained my second wind. I quickly realized I would need to have a food source in one of my pockets so that I would have quick access to it. I quickly caught up with my group and was able to make it up to the top of that mountain. Why did I mention this? When you are truly hungry or thirsty, there is nothing more important than satisfying that need. You will go to great lengths to make sure that your food source is not interrupted. We must view God's laws just like that. Just like babies that must have a bottle or be near their mother, we must draw near to God in every aspect of our lives. It says in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. A baby has no shame when it wants to be fed. And I had no shame when I was thirsty because supposed dignity meant nothing to obtaining water. We must never be too embarrassed to obey God. Our need for God must override all other things that drive us. And that includes maintaining your homes, friends and family, loved ones. It has to override all of those things. Jesus said in John 6:27, to labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him that God the Father sealed. Our first step in getting closer to God and fulfilling the spirit of hunger and thirst is to read the Word of God no less than daily. We must also commune with God through prayer and song. The impact is like drinking milk and water. It will refresh our spirits and strengthen our minds against the wiles of Satan. And just like a babe, then just milk, we will grow and thrive as we read the laws of God and make them a part of our everyday life. You will also realize the comfort and security that comes with thriving to be more like Christ each and every day. It says in Psalm 63, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Brethren, we must learn to eat and drink the Word of God just as it is described in those scriptures.